Hello again, everybody. We are broadcasting from the Partnership Against Domestic Violence Tee Up to End Domestic Violence Golf Tournament, the first annual golf tournament here at Bears Best Atlanta. It just wrapped up. They gave the prizes to the first place and second place and third place teams. But we also got to hear from Dr. Yana Brown, and you are on the board, Dr. Brown, of the Partnership Against Domestic Violence.
I am.
So talk about how it went today. First of all, you've got to be really pleased with the turnout and how the day went.
I am so pleased. You know what? A couple of my friends that came up to be my foursome, they were like, all of those people were here for PADV? I'm like, yes, and it's our first annual. So amazing, so excited about the turnout and really what it means for PADV, right? So all the money that was raised and all of the awareness that people understand about what we do and what the organization does. I mean, I'm on the board, but I'm not in the trenches every day, like what everybody is doing. But I know that, you know, we have these two shelters, one in Fulton and one in Gwinnett. And this Gwinnett event, you know, featured event was just phenomenal.
Yeah.
It really was. Yeah. And I had a great time. I wasn't first, I wasn't second, and I wasn't third. But I'm so excited to be thinking about the next event, yes, which is the gala.
Yes, coming up on September 18th.
Yes.
Tell our listeners about the organization, because I understand it's Hearts with Hope, correct?
Yes. So PADV, Partnership Against Domestic Violence, has different events, this being our first annual golf event, where the gala has been going on for years. Last year, of course, because of COVID, we had our first virtual event, and really we didn't have a chance to be in person. Mm-hmm. So now we're back again this year in person, September 18th at Intercontinental Buckhead Hotel. And I'm excited because I'm the chair this year. Mm-hmm. And I am reeling in everybody that I know. You know, we're just trying to continue to bring as much awareness as we can and also mix it up a little bit. Just, you know, get more people involved, get more people excited, and get more people in the room.
What is that event going to be? To unpack it a little bit. What can we expect
that
night?
Well, you know, the gala is usually 500 plus people. And we really, like I said, last year we didn't have it. This year we're going to have kind of a dual event where it's going to be in person. Hopefully it's 500 plus. Mm-hmm. Tables, your black tie. We're going to have an auctioneer, live auction, mm-hmm, silent auction, entertainment. And we're going to have a virtual event as well. So we're going to have people, if you don't mm-hmm want to come because right, you're just like, I'm not there yet. It's great what you want to do. You can even buy just a virtual ticket.
Okay.
And then we'll send you food.
What's the website so our listeners
so
can take a look?
So it's same website, www.padv.org. And then if you go to events and click on Hearts with Hope, Hearts okay with Hope is the gala. And it's actually our main fundraiser for PADV every year.
To sustain you, yeah.
Yes. And so last year we raised over $600,000.
Wow.
The year before, way over 700, and Northside Hospital has been a presenting sponsor mm-hmm for the last several years. So we're just grateful to them, and we're grateful to everybody that came out, and for people like you guys that allow us to get the word out and
well, congratulations,
just get more people in, you know, understanding about what we're doing. Thank you.
Well, and speaking of what we're doing, you shared a message earlier to the group, and share that message because we want to reach people, and I think your message will do that.
Well, yeah, I mean, sometimes you don't want to share the humdrum message about what it is and what domestic violence is, but in reality, one in four women are affected by domestic violence. It may not be you specifically, but it may be your sister, your aunt, your grandmother. It may be somebody that you really know really well, one of your good girlfriends, one in seven men. And myself has been, you know, I grew up seeing it. My dad was James Brown, the singer. I grew up seeing it in my home. Love my dad, you know, but
as did millions
I mean,
of people.
But the reality of it is that there is no social economic status when it comes to that. There's no race. Mm-hmm. I mean, it can affect any of us the same way. And I think that's important to understand that, you know, I have my doctorate in pharmacy. I did, you know, pretty decent for myself, came from a nice family. But at the same time, I saw it. So what did I do? Grew up and repeated the same thing. Not saying that everybody does, but you're more prone to doing it. And if you are a son of a abuser, then you're more likely to go on and abuse your mate or somebody. And really, it's just a matter of us understanding it, being aware of it, and making a difference, trying to do something to change it.
And you said it's across all classes. It doesn't see race. It doesn't see color. It doesn't see religion. It doesn't see socioeconomic status, rich, poor. It's all over the place.
And I understand a lot of people, especially men, don't want to speak out when it's affected them. And I get it, because I have had men come to me and it's like, literally, I'm going through a situation right now where my wife is the breadwinner, but she's abusing me verbally. We think all physical, but verbal
emotional,
is the emotional, financially, it's a big deal. So
restrictions,
us just coming and being honest and saying, I've been affected too. You may can save somebody else or get somebody out of a potentially bad situation.
Speaking of saving, one thing that was in each of the swag bags and I wanted to mention, Carrie Heron mentioned it earlier, was something very unique and very powerful as well. And it was the haircut cards. So if you're able to explain a little bit more, because I don't have the knowledge behind that, but basically it's a discreet way to find help, and I'll let you take it from there.
Right. I mean, so it's a haircut card. It's kind of like, I don't know, everybody loves the Super Bowl. So I don't know if you remembered during when the Ray Rice scenario was really, really big and there was a huge push on domestic violence. And it was the whole commercial about the pizza. And the girl, the lady calling and saying, I need to order a pizza.
Yeah, and the
pepperoni.
She
was calling 911.
Yes.
And that really wrong. I need help, but it's discreet, because if you say, I need help, you guys, I'm not going to say what I want to say, but you run the risk of putting yourself, and if you have kids, in tremendous harm. So that whole haircut thing
so
is a way to just deter people and say, okay, this is a haircut card, so it's not a big deal.
Right.
Yeah, I never had thought about that, but that was a real powerful there. So what a great day. What a great day, huh?
So awesome. Wonderful cause.
And the rain held
on. I know, just in time. And I'm looking at clouds right now rolling in. But, hey, everybody made it safely. So
we did. We did.
Well, Dr. Yama Brown, again, on the board for Partnership Against Domestic Violence, congratulations on today.
Thank you.
From our viewpoint, from a lot of the people we spoke with, I mean, I don't think the day could have gone any better.
I don't think so.
The first annual golf tournament. So we're excited about the one next year.
Yeah.
And, of course, your event coming up again. Give the date and
September
18th, 2021.
PADV.com.
PADV.org.
.org. Under events.
If you go to events, then our website for everything is there. Time, ways to give if you can't make it, if you want to do the virtual.
And the virtual option, yes.
The virtual option is nice. It's something that we just introduced this year. Last year was free, but because we're moving into more of a time where people can get together.
Yeah.
We got together today with no masks. I'm vaccinated. I've been vaccinated, but I'm just saying it's an option for people.
Right.
So we just, and to be able to still give, but we hope people can come out. Let your hair down.
Get dressed up.
Get dressed up. I mean, it's fun. We want to get back to doing that.
I wonder if you won't have more attendees because you'll pack out in person and then sell some as well online. So you might just yield even more.
I said that this year. I said, this is really a blessing. I mean, you don't think about it when you're going through it. There's no blessings. You're thinking, what in the world is coming out of this? But now we have the option for people who are
all over the world.
To be like, I'm okay with being that germaphobe.
And people
not
can
come.
Support it. They're not even
local.
In Atlanta.
Yeah, they can from other states, other
but
countries.
But I want to be a part of that. So.
Right. So we love it. And we are excited about it. September 18th is coming up. So
keep up the great work. Yes. And thank you for stopping by and seeing us before
you
left today.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. And a quick reminder that our live cut-ins today have been brought to you by Buffington Burns Electric. For all of your electric needs, whether it's industrial or commercial, check out buffingtonburns.com or give them a call, 770-922-8098.
Wow, so I feel good.
Where we heard that before?
I'm so glad you did it. I was going to ask
as the daughter,
I didn't want to be funny.
As the daughter of the King of Soul, do you get that a lot?
I do.
That's what her voicemail says.
I do.
We just don't know it.
But no, I do feel good because it was a great day.
It was a great day.
It was.
And for our listeners who can't see Miss Brown, she is decked out in her white golf attire, and that hot pink, my friend, is looking nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Well, thank you again for your
thank
time.
Thank you for joining
Alrighty.
Us.
And for Amanda, I am Mike, and we will see you next time here on Business Radio X. Thanks for joining us all day long from the first annual Partnership Against Domestic Violence, Tee Up to End Domestic Violence Golf Tournament.